It's not often that something happens in the world of grammar that qualifies as breaking news, that qualifies as an international story, that will probably have trauma associated with it.
Can I disagree with you entirely? Mm-hmm. Every grammar story has got trauma associated to it.
But headline worthy? Wow. Headline worthy, where we're going to be newsrooms. People will rush into a newsroom, throw the copy down on the anchor's desk and
say, I'll give you that.
This just happened. Read this. The anchor will go, oh my God, everyone. He puts on his spectacles and he looks down at the paper and he goes, the apostrophe society has called it quits. Firstly, I did not know there was an apostrophe society. Now I know that they have also called it quits. And they've not only called it quits, they've said, enough is enough. We're sick of you people. We're walking away from the apostrophe. This actually happened. Luckily, here to hold our hands through all of this is Penny Modra, editorial director at The Good Copy. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning to you both.
Ian from Ballarat has called it an apostrophic catastrophe. I can't even say it.
It's apostrophic.
Apostrophic.
Okay, so there was an apostrophe society?
Evidently.
What were they doing every day?
They were protecting the apostrophe.
Didn't do a good job of it.
Well, I have opinions.
So why did they throw in the towel? Well, what drove them to...
Mr. Richards, who is a retired journalist, John Richards, the founder of the
society. Is that Richard with an apostrophe S or just Richard?
Just a plural. All right. Richard. Well, okay. I mean, it's a Richards.
Richards
96.
Is, mm-hmm.
So he's given two reasons. The first is that he's a bit tired and he wants to retire.
To be fair,
which
he's
is
96.
Fair enough.
Yes. 96.
The second is that he just feels people have been ignoring it for too long. There's too much laziness and ignorance in
there
the world,
is.
He feels that the society can't beat it.
Mr. Richards, you've gone so far fighting it, and now we've beaten him. That's terrible.
It's like the Christmas card, right? It's a symbol of the degradation of good society.
Well, I want to say, I mean,
those words just came out of your mouth.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't sit here and comment on this news story without... And this is going to be a bit mean to Mr. Richards, but I did note that he was missing an apostrophe in his own statement.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Penny Modra taking it to a 94-year-old. Good job, Penny. Great to have you
read to us the sentence with which it was omitted.
Okay. He said, he starts off saying that he'd hoped to find at least half a dozen people who felt that they cared about apostrophes. He said, I didn't even find a dozen people. He said, instead, within a month of my plaint appearing in a national newspaper, I received over 500 letters of support. So he's saying it's positive.
Oh, thank goodness.
But he is missing an apostrophe there in that sentence. I mean, if he were being very traditional, he would say, within a month of my plaints appearing in a national newspaper, because, you know...
Maybe he left that there. He did that on purpose as a final... No, as a final raised, you know, finger to the world.
I want to believe that because I felt so sad.
It's an act of rebellion.
But if I think that... I mean, look, I don't really care about that apostrophe either, and I think... Yeah, perhaps he is being deliberate and just commenting that maybe in lots of ways we don't need apostrophes.
Okay, well, look. Okay, so
do we need apostrophes?
Peter from Karen Yip says...
Well, we do. Oh,
sorry,
no, tell me what...
Peter from Karen Yip says, the apostrophe is no more than the overrated, pompous, clever trousers of punctuation.
Oh,
that's how people
Peter.
See apostrophes.
Well, can I make an argument for the apostrophe on three fronts?
Mm-hmm.
The first is that it is useful to tell us whether things are singular or plural when you've got a stack of possessives. So if I said, my sister's boyfriend's cat's fleas, how many sisters, how many boyfriends?
Do you know what you need to do, though? Just fix the fleas. Get to the root problem.
You'd still have my sister's boyfriend's cats. So I think we'd need them there. You might – it's kind of important to know the difference between its and its sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't.
Here's an example. This plumbing business doesn't know it's crap.
That has no apostrophe.
Well, it depends,
it does.
Doesn't it? But I think the apostrophe would make a difference, whether it was an it is,
it is,
or an
or
it's.
Or
an it's.
It's a shortening of it is, so it does have an apostrophe.
So I think that one's important. Sometimes you do need to know that it's an it is or an it
has. All right, so well, the three rules of apostrophe, according to the Apostrophe Society, are apostrophes are used to show missing letters.
Correct.
Show possession.
Well,
should never be used for plurals.
I'm going to say on. Let's go to the third first. Apostrophes mm-hmm. never for plurals, never on in tomatoes, never in oranges. the Australian government style manual makes an exception here, the apostrophe for unusual plurals,
okay.
which you'd use if you were writing dot your I's and cross your T's. And you'd put one between
that's
I and
right.
S.
Oh,
so
that's
people
right.
didn't read is. I think that's a good one, the apostrophe for unusual plurals. So I'll sort of knock that down.
Okay.
The apostrophe to denote, well, to show missing letters, sure. I
yeah.
think that's important.
You have to.
Didn't, wouldn't, couldn't, shan't. Shan't.
We didn't know you were going to say that
and
this
I,
morning.
And I often love a few of them. Identive.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not real. Yeah. I think there yeah. are three there. Yarlative.
Yarlative.
What's yarlative?
Yarlative. You all would have.
Yarlative.
Multiple contractions. I think they're beautiful.
It's actually been decided upon as a word at this point. Yeah.
It's
there was
official.
A huge debate about it.
Yarlative.
Yeah, yarlative. Yarlative. And then to denote possession. And I think that's where things get really confusing mm-hmm. because it's not really an apostrophe for possession. It's kind of misnamed.
What is
we
it
We use it in lots of ways. It's a genitive marker.
Mm.
It was invented.
Looks the same, though.
Kind of by the Saxons, I think. They came in. And it
same
changed
keystroke.
From, pardon?
Same keystroke.
Correct.
Though.
But we used to kind of, I think in Old English, we had one way of showing that things were associated. So if I said Jacinta's cat, I couldn't say that. I'd have to say the cat o' Jacinta.
I and like then, that. And I wish the, that would come back.
Yeah. And then the
Christmas cards and the way to get rid of the, what's it? Again?
Genitive marker.
Genitive.
Well, we didn't have, now. And then the Saxons came in and gave us Jacinta's
the
cat.
Saxons.
Yeah.
Susan from Kensington, this might be the final time we have in our incarnation, our citizen grammarian. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Sammy. Good morning, Jacinta. Good morning, Penny. Just thank you for letting me join your grammar conversations and to Sue Butler and Kate Burridge and Tiger Woods. There is not enough grammar discussion in this world.
There is
and
never
I'm
enough.
So
yes.
glad you've given us all this chance.
Now, in your last moment, Susan, what would you like to say about apostrophes?
I think Mr. Richards maybe has just missed the fact that apostrophe fans now live on Facebook.
Of course.
There, I'm a member of two separate groups that pay tribute to a comic creation that came out of Melbourne, Judy Horchek's character, Apostrophe Man. And if you don't know Apostrophe Man...
If you don't think I'm Googling that right now, you don't know me very well.
Can we join, or do you have to show your
you
worth?
You can join, and people are constantly putting up misused apostrophes.
Oh,
so
that's
it
fun.
It might have something to do... If the Apostrophe Society had gone online, it would be thriving.
Mm. Susan, we have to say goodbye because we're heading swiftly to the news. But again, thank you. There's a citizen out there that will check your apostrophes, will make sure that your possessive somethings or others are doing well. Susan, thank you for yours. Penny Modra, thank you to you.
It's been a pleasure.
I shan't miss you more than I do right now. I don't know. Terrible use of all the things that just happened. Penny, we'll see you soon. You will not be lost. We look forward to hearing you across this station, of course.